Wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Okay, amigos, that was Inca Jazz Rock from Los Jaivas, Chilean folky, jazzy, rocky band. From my God, wow, these guys, you know, they've been out, you know, they've been going forever, you know, fantastic stuff. The drummer actually, he died a few years ago, quite a few years ago, in fact, and his daughter took over, you know, and so he does the job just as good as her dad did. So, yeah, that was a track, you know, dedicated to, as I usually say on this time of the show, about the environment, about Mother Earth, you know, Pachamama, yes. So, this track that I just played for you is dedicated to Pachamama, just as most of the music, most of the folky music that you hear, you get pan pipes, Andean folk music is dedicated to Pachamama, because that's where the sentiment, you know, the feeling comes from. The mountains, you know, the air, the animals, you know, the condors, you know, the huemul, the puma, you know, all this beautiful, and all the beautiful nature and birds and animals that create this environment so beautiful in our mountains, you know, in South America. Very conscious about the environment. So this, I remember when I was a kid, you know, we used to recycle already. You know, I was only about, I don't know, 9, 10, you know, and we were recycling. It was Chile was a country of recycling. You know, we recycle newspapers, cardboard, recycle bones. Yes, bones. You know, when you buy meat at the butchers and. You know the one with the with, you know the one the round bone, you know, or the bones that come with meat anyway, recycled, you know, glass, all these things, you know. And then there was a man coming on shouting in the streets, you know, anything for recycling, you know, any newspapers, shouting, you know, shouting, and people in the houses will hear him shout. Oh, ahí viene el hombre, ahí viene el hombre. And el hombre del saco, he's going with the man with the sack, you know what I mean? And grandmas, you know, used to kind of like scare kids, you know, saying, if you don't eat your food, you know, the man with the sack will come along and take you away, you know. Stuff that, you know, grandmothers talk about. Anyway, in order for you to eat the food. Anyway, yes. So there was like this kind of, you know, system in Chile, you know, and also we used to make these little carts, you know, with you know, wheels, and yeah, every kid in the world, you know, used to make those things, yeah. But then when we grew up a little bit more, you know, 10, 12 years, you know, and we wanted to go to cinema. And since then, we started having that entrepreneur kind of like a conscience, you know, like make the money to spend the money. No, don't expect to be given the money to spend the money, because that's not the case. You know, when you come from a third world country, you know, when you see your parents, you know, having to go to work, you know, both of them, and then having somebody in the house, you know, to look after you, like a nanny, you know. And that is normal there in Chile, you know. When I first told somebody here in England that I had a nanny, they went, oh, my God, you're so posh, you know, where you rich, you know. No, it's necessary, because it provides jobs for everyone. Your mother and your father are at work in their own, you know, jobs, and then you got somebody in the house who's actually doing a job, by looking after you and cooking for you and doing the stuff for you in the house. So that's the job. So there's nothing wrong with that. So, yeah, what we used to do the weekend with my friends, you know, used to go around in this little cart, you know, and go to all the houses around the neighborhood asking for old newspapers. Old newspapers and collect piles and piles of newspapers, you know, and... We used to take him to the, there was a massive market, you know, in the town where I lived, you know, and the butchers will buy the newspapers, you know, because then, not to wrap the meat straight with the newspaper, but they had like proper, nice, brand new, recycled, brown, clean paper to wrap the meat. But on the outside, you know, the outside wrapping was like a newspaper, you know, because the meat has been so moist, you know, and fresh, you know, the dampness would go through. And anyway, so that was one of the reasons. And the butcher used to weigh these newspapers and say, okay, I'll give you so much, you know, per kilo. So we have a little bit of money. Then we go to the cinema. We have an ice cream. You know, we buy a new tire, you know, for our bicycle. You know, we do lots of things. So we were into that kind of stuff, you know what I mean? And environment. Yeah, that's one way we learned that we have to look after the environment, you know. You didn't go to any even shanty towns, man, quite clean. I don't know what's going on right now because I've been away from the country for a long, long, long time. And people's behavior has become different nowadays. You know, their attitude, their behavior, their, you know, everything has changed, you know, with the times. But in those times that I'm talking about, it's quite a long time ago, in fact, you know. This is when the, sense worked, when there was sense. You know, everything was done with the sense. You know, with the you understood what that is there for. You didn't argue about it because somebody was saying to you, "Do not throw stuff on the floor, man. Just pick it up, put it in a bin." You know, and people would say, "Yeah, no problem. Sorry about that. Boom, boom, in the bin." So that was common sense. Eventually, you didn't have to be told to do that. You did it yourself. So, yeah, you see what I mean? So, as I said, you know, a lot of things are changing. People's attitude, behavior, changing around the world. You know, not just in Chile or in England. It's around the world. It's worldwide, you know what I mean? Worldwide behavior. Because, I tell you what, because of technology, yeah? I'm not going to go into detail about it, why technology is affecting the behavior of people, but you should understand that, you know, technology, you know, like everything is like boom, 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 boom. There, right? You're not laid back anymore. You can't afford to be laid back. If you become too laid back, you know, you get sacked from work. or you get left behind, you know what I mean? So you're gonna be on the go constantly, blah, 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 blah. And that contributed to the behavior changing of people. You know, even I feel it. I feel the same way. You know, I try not to, but unfortunately, I'm part of this world too. You know, so I'm like a part of the jigsaw. You know, I don't feel. I mean, I do my thing, you know, I do my own thing, you know, and I don't give a damn, you know, whether people like what I said or not, you know. I don't give a damn if people don't like the jumper I'm wearing. I don't give a damn about, you know, their opinion of me, about my life. It's me. You know, I care about me. I look after my clothes. I know what I do. And I don't offend. I just tell you the truth. Now, this is what I am, right? So, but at the same time, I'm part of the as I said, the jigsaw, you know? So it's very hard to actually, if you wanted to live, to have a different attitude, you'd have to go to live on a desert island somewhere, you know, on your own, you know? And no Wi-Fi, no Wi-Fi, simple. I think Wi-Fi killed the whole all the communication. Well, communication, I mean, socializing, I should say, more like a face-to-face kind of thing. So, yeah, there we are. After all that, you know, they're talking about the environment, you know, the music that I was playing, it was music from for Pachamama, for Mother Earth. So, as I keep saying all the time, every week, I keep repeating the same request, you know, it's like, please, let's look after our planet, you know. Now we got some good news about the situation in Palestine. some of the Palestinian prisoners who've been there forever, yeah, they've been released, you know, some of them, right? And it's thousands of them, you know what I mean? And torture. Have you seen the picture on the news, you know? They look like they actually look like they were in prison, suffering, you know, really thin, you know. Oh, anyway, that was a prison, Zionist prison. On the other hand, they show the pictures of the hostages that the Hamas had captured, you know, and they're all smiling, all like waving, you know, and they look. They look the same as when they got kidnapped. Obviously, a bit older because they've been there for, well, not that much older, you know what I mean? It's only like a year that this happened, right? But all the other people, the Palestinians, you know, released prisoners, you know, they've been there for years, years and years and years and years and years, yeah? And it's lots more to be released, you know. Anyway, that's good news on that side of the world, from that side of the world. Good news, and I hope that there's peace there. There's no more fighting, no more wars, no more killing, no more abuse of the Palestinian people. Let's hope that they get together and they do something. You know, there's plenty of land. You know, why pushing the Palestinians out? It's plenty land for everyone. Plenty land for everyone. Now, if the United States, you know, were so like pro-Israel, pro-Zionism, you know, why don't they offer them some of their land? That is plenty land there, right? But no. They had to do it because it's in the middle of the Middle East, so that would create chaos. That would create, you know, an excuse for the Americans to go in there. So anyway, all these things, you know, that are not now happening right now, you know, the situation is that we all hope that things are going to get better. You know, it can't get any worse, man. It's been worse for quite a long time, you know. And now we got this fellow in the United States, you know, Donald Trump, you know, who's taking over. How come? God, this world is crazy, man. At one point, they were going to put him in prison because of whatever he did. He was being judged about being a bad guy or something, you know, accusing him for that, blah, 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 blah. Right, then the guy runs for president and he wins. What a circus, man. It's like a comedy show. I mean, Monty Python could get a good idea, you know, and maybe they did. Anyway, we hope that Mr. Trump has not invited Zelensky, by the way. Zelensky asked Mr. Trump, or their entourage, of Mr. Trump's entourage or party, to invite Zelensky. Zelensky was just requesting to be invited to go for the opening of the, you know, the presidency of Mr. Trump. And he said no. Trump keeps going on about all these guys. He's the biggest crowns, you know, coming here, getting our money, you know, the taxpayers and all that stuff, you know, to carry on with a war that he's never going to win or anything. You know, oh, that's his comments, you know. And all these things that, you see, as soon as they stop giving them money, the war will stop. I think that's the solution, you know. With no money to contribute to support your war, how can you have a war? You don't have a war. That's it, finished. So you, I think it's best to be okay with your neighbors, you know, avoid trouble with your neighbors, you know, for one good point, you know. Because your neighbors, it's like when you have a party, you know, in your house, right? You know you're going to have a party, it's going to be kind of late night, you know, and everything. Who do you invite first? Who's you first on the guest list? Your neighbor. So you won't have no problems, you know, people come knocking on your door saying, turn your music down or turn it off or whatever, you know. So there we are. Neighbors, always be neighbor, neighborly. You got to be neighborly and expand, you know, with your friendship. And neighborhood is not just the guy living next door to you. Neighborhood is like your area. You know, people in your area, they're neighbors too. People in the country right next to yours, they're neighbors. So they're neighbors, you know what I mean? So, amigos, yeah, let's carry on with the music now. I'm going to play another track for Mother Earth. And I hope, let's pray for the tranquility and peace for Palestine, even though, you know, whatever happened to them throughout all these years they've been suffering and being under the brutality of the Zionism. I know they're not going to forget about it. They're not going to forget because there's so many families there, so many orphans, so much to rebuild again, you know, rebuild a whole nation, a whole country, you know. I mean, material stuff, you know, buildings and stuff, but lives that have been lost. It's incredible. It will not be ever forgotten, ever. You know, and if anybody is clever enough and humane enough could write a book about the history of what is going on there, maybe books are being written right now as I'm saying this. Who knows? We'll see the results. Anyway, Palestine, we love you. Palestine, we support you. Palestine, we are with you. We'll be right back.
sabía nada, perdía intentándolo una y otra vez. No había salida, el hambre crecía, se desaparecía y así fue. De pronto tarde, de pronto loco, de pronto todo un poco hasta no volver. Ya no me esperes, se me hace tarde. Quiero más, yo lo sabía, pero quiero más. No me servía ninguna advertencia para no caer en más. Cuando quería todos los días, toda la lejanía, ¿para qué volver? Si no hay regreso, me siento preso. Nada, el dolor queda en los ojos.
Maldito dinero casi de su vera y a mí me Ana Bartón será más que reina. Me dijo a mi el payo y yo le creí. Mi vida y mi oro daría yo ahora por ser lo que fui. María de la O, qué desgraciadita y tan a tu aire teniendo todo. Te quieres reír y hasta los ojitos los tienes.
Es el latinoamericano y más si de pequeño vino a un país extraño. ¿Quién iba a pensar que ya llevo tantos años? Esa ciudad que a la mente le hace daño. Aquí a los inmigrantes nos ponen a lavar baños. A comer mierda, no me saqué la piedra. A comer mierda, no me saqué la piedra. A comer mierda, no me saqué la piedra. Ese trapeador al supervisor se lo voy a meter donde no le llegue el sol. Oiga lambón, ¿a quién está humillando? Ese jueguito conmigo te está fallando. Y eso que me esté mirando cada vez que esté limpiando solo está provocando que yo te esté odiando. Te he escuchado comentando que mi pago está robando. Te daría una pela pero yo soy pacifista. Te quería preguntar por qué eres tan racista. Tengo que recordarte, conozco sindicalistas. Y no me dejo, no soy pendejo. Y no me dejo, no soy pendejo. Es difícil comprender ser latinoamericano. Y más si de pequeño vino a un país extraño. ¿Quién iba a pensar que ya llevo tantos años? Esa ciudad que a la mente le hace daño. Aquí a los inmigrantes nos ponen a lavar baños. A comer mierda, no me saqué la piedra. A comer mierda, no me saqué la piedra. A comer mierda, no me saqué la piedra.
Ya son tantos años que fuera de mi tierra estado. Que la humillación de policías me ha aguantado. De ser otro latino en un país extraño. Y más que es odiado por racistas porque su idioma no les hablo. Una diferencia entre ser latino y humano. Pero no por eso me siento avergonzado. Porque para su información tenemos derechos humanos. Y ya me cansé que nos traten como esclavos. En este momento protestar con el rap es lo que hago. Para que respeten en la calle como en el trabajo. Porque es que alguien se mata 24 horas trabajando. Y al final gana más el que estaba supervisando. Y gana mucho más el dueño de la empresa. Solo porque habló con el dueño de la vuelta. ¿Y quién es el que le limpia la mierda? El inmigrante que no puede pagar la pieza. Claro, de nuestra necesidad se aprovechan. De nuestra necesidad se aprovechan.
Tomorrow's production available in today's market. Upgrade your sounds today and start making hits.
Latino Dimes on 93.2 FM. Sheffield Live.
Alto, esto debe detenerse ahora. Queda poco, ya es la hora. El humano trata en vano de expandirse más y más. Cada potencia sin importar aplasta a las demás. Hasta países pequeños enredados en el juego de matar. Por lograr tener un pedazo de terreno extra. duradera. Ojalá una eternidad de uniones verdaderas, no pactos de poder como la OTAN. No más Hiroshima ni otra guerra mundial. Sueño con palestinos y judíos en Jerusalén, hablando de construir un monumento en Belén que simbolice la alegría de convivir con diferentes cultos y costumbres. En fin, el fin de disputas que divirtúan las creencias y que la ciencia se enfoque mucho más en las carencias. No más supertanques, ni aviones ni misiles, una solución al hambre y problemas que son miles.
Quisiera decir que estamos cansados de tanta violencia.
No más brecha, no más, 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 más. Pasa las palabras, olvida las palabras. Obediencia, ya que la violencia engendra más violencia. Si crías a tus hijos bajo el signo de Marte, te aseguro que cada vez que se vuelvan a mirarte, verás en sus ojos el sentimiento de temor que ocupa el lugar donde debería haber amor. Y el error se repetirá cada generación. Mi opinión es enseñar respeto al por mayor. Espero que mi mujer me quiera por mis caricias. No se esconde de mí ni la hiera mi malicia. Comunicación es el concepto que debemos manejar, no solo el hecho de tener un celular. No confundas gritos con explicación, ya que hay tonos que no engendran comprensión. No. No más violencia, no más, 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 no más, 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 más. Pasa las palabras, sí, sí. Olvida las balas, extiende tus alas, yeah. Sonrisas en cara, sí. Entierra tus armas. No más violencia, no más, 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 no más, 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 más. Pasa las palabras, sí, sí. Olvida las balas, extiende tus alas, sí. Sonrisas en cara, sí. Entierra tus armas.
Este es un mensaje para las fuerzas del orden que se preparan para afrontar una manifestación como si se tratara de una diversión.
El maltrato policial debe parar ya. Puros canallas sueñan de hazañar ficticias batallas contra gente que reclama su derecho o contra injusticias aclama. Caballeros y damas, tómense de sus manos. Al fin y al cabo, somos todos hermanos, genuinos hijos de la circunstancia. Cruce de raza, diferencia y relevancia. Cerremos la caja de Pandora y construyamos un mundo como en la historia, donde vivamos todos en paz, discutiendo en debate sano humano. Es del futuro del que hablamos.
No más violencia, no más, 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 no más, 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 más. Pasa las palabras, sí, sí. Olvida las balas, extiende tus alas. Sonrisas en cara, se entierran tus armas. No más violencia, no más, 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 no más, 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 más. Pasa las palabras, sí. Olvida las balas, extiende tus alas. Sonrisas en cara, se entierran tus armas. No más violencia, no, no más violencia. No más violencia, no, no más violencia. No más violencia, no, no más violencia. No más violencia, más paz.
Lamento de niños subiendo por la tierra.
Okay, amigos, amigas, we're coming to the end of the show. All I got to say right now is remember to love one another, be sociable, be friendly with your neighbor, and love Pachamama and free Palestine.
Tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, tabaco.
Tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, tabaco.
Tabaco y ron. Porque mande, mande, quien mande, en el mundo siempre habrá buena gente, mala gente, el que niega, el creyente, sabio, necio, indiferente. Tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, tabaco.
Tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, pero tabaco.
Tabaco y ron. Quita esa mala gana, compadre, que te va a matar esa amargura. Esa amargura, esa amargura. Lleva, compadre, tu cruz y no se la des a nadie. Y no se la des a nadie. Y no se la des a nadie. Que todos ya llevamos una cruz. Sabio, necio, indiferente. Tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, tabaco.
Tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, pero tabaco.
Tabaco y ron. Quita esa mala gana, compadre, que te va a matar esa amargura. Esa amargura, esa amargura. Compadre, tu cruz y no se la des a nadie, y no se la des a nadie, y no se la des a nadie, que todos ya llevamos una cruz. Creyente, sabio, necio, indiferente. Tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, tabaco.
Tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, pero tabaco.
Tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, tabaco.
Tabaco y ron.
Tabaco, tabaco, pero tabaco.
Del banco viejo. odiando el vendaval, se estremecía e impasible desafiaba a la tormenta, y un ejército de estrellas la seguía, tachonándola de luz y de leyenda. Era la piragua de Guillermo Cubillo,
era la piragua, era la piragua,
era la piragua de Guillermo Cubillo,
era la piragua, era la piragua.
Capoteando el vendaval se estremecía e impasible desafiaba la tormenta, y un ejército de estrellas